We're going to bring back our correspondent in Baghdad now, Philip Reeves, for a recap of the events surrounding Zarqawi's death. Hi, Phil. What do we know exactly about how Zarqawi was killed?
Well, it was an airstrike that happened yesterday. It was directed at a safe house, according to General Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, which is in an isolated and wooded area near the town of Bakuba in Diyala province. That's about 35 miles northeast of Baghdad. And it's an area where we've seen an awful lot of violence, especially in recent days. Seven other people, aides of Zarqawi, so the U.S., were killed along with him. It was a long and painstaking operation that led up to this. And according to Iraq's prime minister, this was the result of intelligence provided by Iraqi residents and passed to the Iraqi security forces that then passed it on to the U.S. military.
Zarqawi was captured, almost captured, at least a couple of times in the past. What do we know about that?
Yes, I mean, it's been a game of cat and mouse with this guy for a long time, and the closest brush was probably in late 2004. A senior Iraqi Interior Ministry official said that the Iraqi security forces actually captured him near Fallujah, but they didn't realize who he was, so they let him go. And the U.S. forces also believe that they just missed capturing him about early last year in a raid west of Baghdad. They got his driver and his computer, but once again, he evaded them. This time, it appears that his luck's run out.
I imagine that this news has spread pretty quickly around Iraq and in Baghdad. What about reaction in Baghdad to this news?
Well, it's not easy for journalists working here to get a very wide picture of the reaction here, and I think the city is somewhat stunned here in Baghdad. I ought to point out also we've just had a bomb here with at least a dozen people killed in it, although we don't know whether that's related to this. But I think there will be a lot of relief on the part of ordinary Iraqis who never liked this foreign extremist coming into their midst. They resented it deeply, and they particularly resented the extremely violent methods he used, the beheadings. I remember two or three years ago when that started, the revulsion felt by ordinary Iraqis at a time when we were free to go on the streets and talk to them.
Other news in Baghdad today, the naming of the new ministers for defense, national security and interior, a big development.
It is, yeah. This is a double whammy. It's the most positive day from the point of view of the Iraqi government and also the U.S. for an awfully long time, although all officials are very keen to emphasize that they do not expect this to be the end of the insurgency or the sectarian attacks happening here. But yes, they have finally, after 3 weeks of stalemate, announced a Minister of Defense and a Minister of the Interior. That has been announced and actually agreed on by the Iraqi parliament. The Prime Minister, the new Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, was having great difficulty, particularly over the Interior Ministry's post, getting his own Shiite support base to agree on the candidate. It's obviously crucial because there's a major security crisis going on here, and the Interior Ministry is in charge of the agencies that are supposed to deal with security.
Philip, thanks. NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.